keeping Chicago local in every neighborhood. Here's your neighborhood news, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's community bank.
This is Kim Gordon, WGN Radio's neighborhood news reporter. It's my job to explore what makes Chicago's communities unique. In this episode, we take you to Lake County, where more than 53,000 children have spent time at Kids Corner. For the past 25 years, the room has been dedicated to serving children while their parents are in court.
The main thing about Kids Corner is that it's a haven for children, you know, in an often very stressful time in their lives. So they come to the courts. Often the parents don't even know that we're there.
Coordinator Sue Rizniak says the vision 25 years ago was simple: get the kids out of the courtroom.
The judges at the time were noticing that kids were in the courts. They were sometimes left unattended in the hallway. And, you know, there was adult business going on, and they really didn't want them to have to, you know, listen to that inappropriate adult business or behavior for that matter.
And that's when it became clear kids needed their own space.
One of the judges spearheaded it, Jane Waller. She was a family court judge at the time, and she began a steering committee, and it started meeting to develop the establishment of a children's waiting room. And a year later, in September 1994, Kids Corner opened.
The rooms open Monday through Friday for children ages 2 to 12.
We have many things for toddlers. We have things for older children, computer. We have craft projects. And, you know, I think the other wonderful thing about Kids Corner is we have a great staff, and we're all trained child care providers.
And besides making the children feel comfortable, safety is also a top priority.
We give them wristbands with matching numbers, one on the parent, one on the children. We give them, so only the person who signed in the child can pick up the child, which is pretty important in a courthouse considering there's a lot of custody cases. We have pagers that we give the parents. So if the child had an issue during the morning or the afternoon, we could reach the parent.
Not only do the staff and volunteers at Kids Corner want the children to feel warm and welcome in an intimidating place, there are two projects that continue to comfort the kids when they leave. The Give a Book project was started almost at the same time Kids Corner opened.
All of these books are either new or gently used, and they've all been donated by groups, by individuals, throughout the county. They come here, they give us boxes and boxes, and then we just pass them out. We put them on our shelves, and kids get to bring a book. You know, I think Roseanne Sherwood was the one of the first coordinators, and she saw that, you know, a lot of these kids were needy, and many of them did not have books in their homes. So she started this special project to try to get books in the hands of kids, to encourage them to read, the parents to read with the children.
And about 10 years ago, they created the Give a Blanket Project.
There are several crochet, knitting, quilting groups throughout Lake County that give us blankets, hundreds of them, I might add, on a yearly basis. And we put them on a shelf, and when the children are prepared to leave, they get to pick not only a book, but they get to pick a blanket to take home.
During the holidays, they also have a program called Give an Animal a Home, where kids get to take a stuffed animal. If you're interested in being part of the projects or volunteering at Kids Corner, you can call Sue at 847-377-3825. Until next time, I'm Kim Gordon with WGN's Neighborhood News, brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.